There have been calls for calm and unity in the UK and a flurry of meetings in Europe as the fallout from Britain's EU referendum continues. In London, the Prime Minister David Cameron addressed Parliament for the first time since Friday's vote, saying the exit would not be rushed. There's also been more turmoil on financial markets and Britain's credit rating has been downgraded. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, says the Coalition would have resoundingly lost the election if he hadn't ousted Tony Abbott as Liberal leader. Mr Turnbull and opposition leader Bill Shorten were grilled on Four Corners last night about their roles in recent leadership coups.
If there had not been a change of leadership, then we would have lost the election very resoundingly.
In hindsight, it wasn't the right way to go.
Bill Shorten there. Now, a man has been killed after being hit by a truck in Melbourne's north. The 34-year-old was a passenger in a car that stopped in an emergency lane on a highway at Glenroy because the man was feeling sick. Police believed he then stepped into a traffic lane and was hit by a passing truck. A large fire has destroyed a Centrelink office and a St Vincent de Paul store in Goulburn in southern New South Wales. The fire began just before 8:30 last night, with around 100 firefighters called in to contain the blaze. A 17-year-old man and a 19-year-old man have been arrested and they're currently helping police with their inquiries.